First, let me thank all who have participated in worship, those who have come, for it would be pretty empty in here for me standing talking to myself, so I appreciate all of those who have come to worship today. Thank you, Dale, for reading the scripture. When Dale reads the scripture, I feel like you just should sit down. You know, there is no sermon needed, so thank you, Dale. Alicia, for guiding us through this service. Dennis, you took an oldie but goodie and made it just sing. It was really filled with gorgeous music in here, and I was grateful to be up front. Ted, you did a great job. Thank you. It's probably not thanked quite enough for all the gifts that you do bring to this church. And Stark, so people can hear me, thank you. And Martha, for always leading us in music from the heart, and I appreciate that so much. Now if I can get this thing to go the right direction. There it goes. Time takes time. In doing research for today's message, I Googled, you know, like every good American, I Googled, time takes time. And there were only three references. The first was Ringo Starr's album from 1992. No explanation why he called it Time Takes Time, and I didn't recognize even one of the songs. Then I found a song by Faithful Marianne. Now, my mind went immediately to a country western singer that had to be named Marianne Faithful. But no, this was not true. In 1960, there was a pop and rock music writer named Faithful Marianne. Kind of goes with Joyful and Truth from AU. Then there was this lovely children's song from a cartoon movie by Harvey Weinstein, and it was called The Sissy Duckling. Dionne Warwick sings Time Takes Time, a lovely children's song about encouraging children to take time to grow into the people they were created to be. Now that struck a chord with me. For you see, I am not patient. I want what I want, and I want it now. And for weeks, God has been absolutely relentless in bringing the message of patience. Last week, the children's story was about patience. The scripture reading from last week was about patience. My daily reflections, in one way or another, have all been encouraging me to practice patience. Yet, our lives are anything but. We have Easy Pass. Mind you, I love Easy Pass. We have Easy Pass on the thruway so we don't have to wait in line. We have the 10 items or less at Wegmans, another brilliant idea on somebody's part. I remember Disney World in the 70s, where you had to hurry up and wait. Hurry up to wait in line for an hour or two to go for a 10-minute ride. Now, we can go to our computer. We can get in line online. My friend runs a company called Around the Mouse. Sounds pretty cool, right? What she does from her own home is she will book your hotel, she will book your meals, and she will schedule all of your rides. When you walk in, it's done. But the scripture today suggests something very different from give me what I want and now. It's that pesky mustard seed. As Alicia pointed out to the children last week, we can plant today, but it'll take some time before that seed becomes a plant. The story of the yeast, the woman baking, there's a waiting period. There's a very patient waiting period. In these parables, there is really nothing any one of us can do to make it go any faster. Time. The time it takes for the yeast to rise. Time. The time it takes for the seed to even germinate. The time it takes for the pearl to be found. The time it takes to catch the fish. Time takes time. Why is God speaking so loudly to me about patience? You know, it is my very impatience that wants to know the answer now. A friend of mine says, I am waiting as fast as I can. So what else are these parables telling me about my lack of patience? When I read the scripture in the past, I jumped immediately to thinking the kingdom is the tree that the birds of the air come and make their nests in the branches. The kingdom is the three measures of flour. The kingdom is the field or the pearl or the basket of good fish. But no, that's not what Jesus says. You know, sometimes Jesus can really baffle me. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. The yeast. The treasure. The merchant. The net. And then, as Jesus would do, there's a little add-on. A mustard seed that grows. Yeast that rises. A merchant that searches. A net which is thrown. Is Jesus talking about the ends of days in these parables? I think not. It's only the parable about the net which refers to the ends of the age. It gives me pause to believe that Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God, the reign of God in these our living days. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Sound familiar? If then these are parables about living in this world, then it all becomes about process. Though each of these parables has an ending, there's a mustard plant, there's bread, the fish are caught, good, bad, and ugly, and the pearl is found. There's a promised outcome, an end result, but work has got to be done in order to get there. This life is all a process. If I rush to the finish line, if I go too fast, if I have my eye on the end, I am bound to miss something. I was talking about my own discernment of this scripture in the lunchroom this week, and one of my colleagues shared this about her college-age daughter. Her daughter cannot seem to discern God's call in her life. She's gone through about 17 different majors. Dale will can attest our daughter did the same thing. Senior year, we just said, pick one. But as this young woman is trying to discern her call, she talked to a very much admired teacher. He shared his own journey. He had been a geologist first before going into teaching. She asked him if he had any regrets, anything at all, for not going into teaching first. And his reply to her was, I wouldn't be who I am today had it not been for all that went before. Those of you who remember Bishop Violet Fisher, she used to say, I won't give nothing for the journey. In these same parables, Jesus gives us the tool for the journey, for the process. Tools for Chris Duran, for University United Methodist Church, for Upper New York Conference, for the United Methodist Church, for us to become who God would like us to be. First, we need to cultivate. We need to tend, to care, to nourish, to protect ourselves and one another. We need to grow and expand like the yeast. Remain unsettled in the now and be intentional at becoming greater than the small seed, just as Alicia was talking to the kids. We need to be always searching for the pearl, for the best, for the purest, for the good in ourselves and in others. We need to be joyful. Joy, gratitude, acceptance, all the things needed to plant the treasure and then buy the field. And God knows we need to cast our nets much more broadly and let God sort it out at the ends of the days. And then the last parable from this reading. Jesus offers us this, and I'm going to read it from the message. Then you see how every student well trained in God's kingdom is like the owner of a general store, who can put her hands on anything you need, old or new, exactly when you need it. Let me read it again. Then you see how every student well trained in God's kingdom is like the owner of a general store who can put her hands on anything you need, old or new, exactly when you need it. It doesn't say when I want it. Jesus promises me this, exactly when you need it. Of course, there was the caveat up front, every student well-trained in God's kingdom. It's a journey. A journey in being well-trained. A journey in allowing time to take time. A journey in immersing myself in God's kingdom. A journey of hanging out with people like you who help me be the best Christian I can be. It's a journey of patience, of receiving exactly what I need when I need it. So I'm going to go back to that sweet little children's song from the Sissy Duckling. And here are the lyrics. You will learn that life is a special journey, transforming us in ways that we can't see. The person who you are today can't help but growing up along the way. To be the one whom you are meant to be. Time takes time. You can't have all the answers now. Time takes time to understand what life's all about. Every day we're changing into who we're going to be. So listen to your heart. For me, listen to God. So listen to God, because time takes time.